Eugene, is that? Are you in Greece? Hello, hello, Well, we can't see that it's in Greece because it looks like an just any old inside apartment. Where's the view of the sea? Just over there, right? Who else is Rosemary, have you been before?
No, I haven't. I'm
Oh.
actually Catherine. Rosemary's my daughter's name. I don't know why
Okay.
it says that on the computer,
Welcome,
but just
welcome,
to
welcome.
confuse you.
Catherine.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Rob, have you been before? I'm not sure I recognize you. No. Okay.
I have not. We have met before at the a retreat, but I haven't participated in this before.
Great. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Nice to be here.
Nice to meet you. Have I started recording? Maybe not. Yes, I have. Hello, Janet. Oh, I'm just making sure. Alex, have you been before? I don't know that I recognize you.
Yeah, I've come before, but it's been a
Oh,
while.
okay.
Hello.
Welcome back. Well, hello,
Yes.
hello. All right. Got a candle going tonight. And daffodils. And I repotted all my geraniums today. All right. So for the newcomers, we usually start with a meditation, and then usually there's time for a little bit of a chat. And make yourselves comfortable. That's really the main thing. Think everybody, it's a small group. It's a small, sweet group. And some of us know each other very well, virtually. Some of us know each other physically, but not many. I mean, I think I've met Lynn and Len, not Lynn, Len and Claire. I've never met Hilka, which is unbelievable because I think I've been seeing you for years now. And I have not met Kyra, I've not met Eugene, who actually helps me. It's weird. Janet, I have met you, and that's it. I haven't met any of the rest of you. But my point was that it's a very friendly group for the newcomers. Oh yes, I met you. I apparently met you, Rob. I don't remember you. And so when you close your eyes, just really do take with you the feeling that you are amongst friends in a gathering that is, sort of orientated in a very specific way, but each one of us may have a different way of qualifying that. It's a ecumenical. No, I can't say the word. Ecumenical. That's it. Ecumenical, meaning that we're a non-denominational space where we come together for the very same reason which we might express differently. But we don't need to express it because our hearts know it. And the first thing that we do together, it's our ritual, is that we pause, right? We're all, each one of us, sitting pretty much still. And the stillness is sacred. Not rigid, sacred. So maybe the body is moving a little bit. Certainly on the inside, the body doesn't cease to move, to breathe. But nevertheless, there's a feeling of sitting more or less in alignment. More or less surrendering the body to gravity. And there's a sacredness to that. And if you think about it, in all traditions, when people enter churches, temples, mosques, whatever, circles, there's always an attitude of the body. To both place itself in the way of this mystery and to express it. So feel your bodies. Allow your bodies to adopt. Allow your body to adopt its own unique I don't want to say posture because that feels too fixed. But just its way of feeling the shrine, being in the shrine. And the second thing that we share is silence. I mean, of course, I'm talking, but in between the words, in between and permeating the words, but also whatever is being experienced. And surrounding whatever is being experienced. We share silence. And of course, there might be noise where you are. There's again my voice. So I think I'm not talking about a physical silence. Something else, something less tangible. Or maybe it's more tangible. It's so deeply intimate, so deeply, deeply intimate. Silence of the heart. And I feel, I don't know if you share this feeling, I often feel that the word silence and the word presence are interchangeable in this context. Anyway. We can let the words fade away. Until they reappear. And another thing we share here together, moment by moment, is that we each get to witness the unfolding of our experience. We're not busy with our experience outside the shrine, doing what we do and thinking what we think. We've adopted a posture, a position of witnessing, observing our thoughts, our feelings, our memories, our sensations, the sense perceptions. So we share a certain quality that we could call openness, welcoming. And I think that openness, welcoming, silence, presence, they are all synonymous. Friendliness. The friendliness that I am referring to in this context isn't just the interpersonal friendliness that we all share together when we see each other, talk to each other, etc. The friendliness I'm referring here to here is a sort of quality of unconditional allowing, moment by moment. A friendliness that is impersonal, not in the sense of being cold and detached, but quite the opposite. Impersonal, I don't know how to qualify that more. It's a good thing. It's a good impersonal. So then it means that within this friendliness, you can let things be as they are. A little bit more, perhaps. You can breathe without risk. Nobody's going to pounce on you. So perhaps the breath can relax. And you can think without needing to express your thoughts, needing to make sense, needing to censor yourself in terms of what you're thinking, so that you can let your thinking relax. You don't even have to follow the train of your own thinking. can let the thinking be a little bit like right before we fall asleep, when we're in between the waking state and the dream state or the sleep state, and the thoughts begin to sort of loosen up and become a bit less rational. Because nobody's going to check on you. There's no reports that need to be written up. And furthermore, even though I am talking and the meaning of my words is landing, you don't need to think about what I'm saying. Just let it land and let it go. And of course, the body sensations. Can relax as well, because again, nobody's going to invade or do anything at all during this time. It's a very privileged time where the body is safe. And so you can take the risk of letting your body just unfold. Bodily sensations can be free. You can even forget, why not, that you have a body or that your body looks a certain way or has a certain function. You can just suspend anything you know about the body and tell your body, you are free. Don't really mind what you do. And there are certain things that might want to happen with the body and the breath, precisely because the body and the breath are more free. For example, you might want to really taste the sensation of your pelvis resting on the earth and listen to this rich textured sensation of this meeting between the body and the earth. And because you've suspended anything you know about a pelvis and the earth, and of course I have to use words, but you just taste the energy, the feeling, right there, your perineum, between your sexual area and your anal area, where it touches the earth, your hips, your thighs, spreading, perhaps, maybe, surrendering. The breath, of course, what does it want to do when it's free? We are very obviously conditioned to think the body, to barely feel the body. That's just an old habit that we've all left at the door of the shrine. So be like a natural being that's never, ever stopped feeling their body. Yes, body. I know you. I feel you. Make sure you allow other parts of the body to surrender whatever they're holding that may want to be released. If possible, you can let out a sigh that can help, sometimes even a little shake, which is just a way of sending a message, little shake of the torso, of the arms, of the shoulders, of the neck and head. Just in your own way, you don't have to open your eyes, just find your own way, a little shake, a little undulation, and then you come back to stillness. And you let go of the weight of the arms, face. Even if it's a little bit tense, if there's areas that are unpleasant, see that it's also sensation. Those areas, those layers are just ripples of intensity, of sensations. And you might want to now feel your whole body, just feel your whole body as a cloud of sensations. Your whole body a cloud of vibrating sensations. Nothing solid there. Just try. And the space all around the body, feel that it's equally a vibrating mass, a little bit more ethereal perhaps, but so you keep releasing the weight so that you feel the body is almost floating like on a cloud. Your legs are dangling down, your arms, but actually, and your head is sort of floating up, but then those words don't really refer to anything because your body is just mixing with the space all around. Don't be afraid to try. The separate self doesn't like this because the separate self needs a body that's solid and defended. So don't be a separate self in the shrine, just be. Don't know what you are. Don't worry about where your boundaries are. Be open to the possibility that maybe you have no borders, at least when we are in meditation like this. The wave can collapse. In fact, ask yourself, where am I? Where are my borders right this moment? Just ask yourself. If I check in my direct experience, where is the border of me? See what you come up with. Then pick one, because there might be a few areas that seem to be the border of me. And then go investigate if that really is the case. For example, there might be a feeling of being bordered in the chest area, in the front of the body, in the chest area. And as you come close to that border, see if you can touch it with your tactile sense. Is it solid? Now, this investigation may reveal other layers, all sorts of layers. So there's no right or wrong here. Whatever layers are stimulated, just allow them. See that whatever you're experiencing in this moment, is moving, comes, unfolds, dissolves, is not fixed. Even that which feels fixed in your body, maybe there's an area in the body that feels dense, in the back body or in the shoulders or behind the forehead. But even in those areas that feel quite solid, If you're to go and have a closer look, you find out soon enough that it ain't solid. It's moving, it's shifting, it's textured, it's rippling, it's tingling. Maybe it's hurting. Certainly it's alive. But there is definitely, definitely in your experience something that is extremely stable, unchanging. Ever present. And I'm not going to name it. I have no idea. We've got nice names for it, but I'm not going to name it now. But feel it. Feel you. Whatever that is, it's very, very intimate. And I know your bodies, or at least my body, I shouldn't speak for your bodies, but my body's like, can we please move now? Enough chit chat. So let's move. So don't open your eyes for the newcomers. Just let your body, it's been such a good body, sitting so still and quiet, let it move the way it wants to move. Don't worry about any of the stuff I've been talking about. Just let the body move, just like a just like a natural body. Maybe it wants to stretch, maybe it wants to shake, maybe it wants to just move like a plant in water. Make sure you include your head, your spine. Maybe the arms are moving away from the torso. And let the movement continue, and just maybe just add, or it's not really an adding, it's a take away the feeling that you're doing it. If you can, like feel that the body's sort of been it's been placed in a warm liquid substance that's full of currents, and so the currents are moving the body, and therefore you can sort of rest. You being the one who usually feels he or she is the mover. So there's still a mover, but the mover is now more organic, less located. Maybe it's the wind, maybe it's the water. Maybe it's a wave of emotion that comes from inside the body. Maybe it's a breath that needs to do something with the body. Yes, and then very, very gently, feel yourself as the stillness, the presence, the unmoving being, and let the body come back into you. So instead of bringing the body back to stillness, feel that you're eating the body as it comes back to stillness. Absorbing the body into yourself. Saying, body, look, you have a borderless space into which you can dissolve. And the body doesn't completely dissolve, but again, see if you can feel the natural alignment that wants to happen, starting with the pelvis. I wish there was a more magical word for the pelvis. The root of the wave that you are. Of course, I'm contradicting myself because earlier I suggested we're not located. And it's true too. But when we take the shape that we are, then the root appears, and the root is what we call the pelvis. So feel that place again. With the breath. Very sensual place. Not ethereal. Earthy. Dark. Rich. Sensual. Deeply connected to the earth, to the elements. Maybe feel the energy of the earth penetrating through this root, through the chair, the cushion, the ground. And don't worry if it doesn't work, if it you don't feel or you're fighting with something, then that's what's happening. And that needs kindness and welcoming. And allowing. And then feel your belly, feel your soft belly. Maybe it's not soft, but see if you can whisper to your body, it's okay, you can be soft here in the shrine. Soft belly, breath moving in the belly. And again, the belly button, the belly. Very connected to other bellies, other breathing bellies. Imagine all the bellies in the universe breathing. Imagine all the undefended bellies that could be. And maybe coming up a little higher to feel the area of the solar plexus, the heart, the lungs, the whole upper chest. Again, don't imagine or visualize, just feel. Let my words go away, just feel. Feel the breath moving or not moving there. No judgment. There might be lots of pain, emotional, physical. Broken heart, guarded heart. Again, words slipping, dissolving, just the raw reality of what is being felt. Without any commentary. It's surrounded with openness. Hello. Hello, hello. And then a bit higher up the throat, the head. And what happened to the pelvis and the thighs and the hips? Are they still connected with the earth? Is the belly still allowed to be soft? Can it talk to the throat and explain about how to be soft? Let your throat be like a belly. And your brain, let it be like a belly. The belly of a newborn baby, very tender. It's not just tender, right? The body, it's full of many different energies. So now again, let your bodies move and see what wants to happen now. And you're always welcome to stand. To if you're sitting cross-legged, you want to obviously extend your legs out. Feel your feet on the ground. In fact, let's stand up. Take your time. Again, don't feel you need to open your eyes. Just stay with your eyes closed if you can. I'm just going to push my screen a bit so you can see if you do open your eyes, but there's nothing to see. And make your way to standing, but take your time if you need a little stretch on the way up. And in fact, yeah, make sure you don't sort of faint, because if you're sitting for a long time and you're standing up abruptly, it can be a little bit disconcerting for the body. So make sure you take care, breathe, and then we're making our way to standing. And when you find your way to standing, just maybe stop moving, feel your feet, let them be hip width apart, and then just say, oh, standing, feet, legs, pelvis, torso, head, arms, body, body, body. Whole different landscape. Maybe shift the weight a little bit from right side to left side on your feet. See if you can allow your feet. First of all, see if you can feel your feet. So come back to center and just really feel your feet. Like, I know we don't often spend time feeling our feet, so your heel, your soles, your toes, the tops of your feet. Feel the connection with the earth and see if you can allow the weight of the legs to really fall through the soles of the feet. Yes, and then again, let the weights move left, right. For no reason, just to taste the feet and maybe even the legs. You might feel some density in the legs, the thighs. Maybe you want to bend the knees a little bit for a little bit more range of motion. And maybe, see, follow the body. It will tell you how to position itself so that you can feel more. Yes, and then again, come back to stillness, not a rigid stillness, a tree-like stillness, very alive. Feel your pelvis. Maybe put your hands on your hips, bend your knees a bit, bounce a little bit on your knees. And then just allow your hips to move like a belly dancer. Eyes are closed, nobody's looking, just very sensual. Maybe you're making figures of eight with your pelvis or circling with your pelvis. Soft, smooth. Make sure your face, your shoulders, your breath is relaxed. Feel that you're this sort of amazing belly dancer, seducing somebody. And then forget that image, just feel the sensation, sensation. And then coming back to a place of stillness, let your arms hang again. Breathe, arms are dropping. Welcome whatever arises, you know, like just these small little movements and shifts can really, really trigger many feelings. And then the mind gets involved. No, that's not okay. Yeah, we'll take that one, but not that one. Well, no. The mind just gets to not really get involved. If there is a lot of thinking, then you trace the thinking to the thinkingness, which is a sort of agitation. Sort of, it has a texture, it is a sensation, thinking, when you trace it into the body. Feel your arms, feel your fingertips. And now feel your arms floating up into the space in front, very easy. They're lifted by cushions of air. Long arms. Much longer than you remember them to be. They're touching the wall in front. They're going through the wall, touching the bark of the tree outside. Make sure the shoulders are empty. The feet are kissing the ground, growing roots. Now carve the space right and left with your arms, sliding the arms, opening the arms smooth. Don't do it, taste it, taste it. Big wide open arms. Yes, I know some of you are screaming. The sensations are screaming, so let your arms go. Let them go down, 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 down. If it's too much to stand like this, you can sit back in the chair. Don't push the body beyond its edge, but if it's okay, then stay. A little bit of free movement again. See what the body wants to do and trust the body. Now it's got legs and feet. And nobody's looking, and it's very, very safe. And the body is more alive. And the hands, they know what to touch. And if you're still a bit inhibited, well, you've just had a drink of magic mushrooms. There's absolutely no inhibition here. And if it's still not working, well, then let the inhibition be moved. Move the inhibition. Give it a movement. This has nothing to do with non-duality or duality. It's just moving the body, because bodies like to move. Yes, yes. Feel there's even more space around. The space is sort of opening to the movement. The space is moving with the movement of the body. You don't have to think. You could even feel that the space is your partner, and it's taken a hold of your body, and it's moving your body. Wildly, perhaps, or slowly, or carefully, it doesn't matter. And so you know, you're just enjoying the ride. And the space permeates inside the body. It moves not just the physical body, it moves the energy body, the emotional body, the Make sure the head comes into the dance. Yes, trusting this dance is the prayer of the moment. And then gently, gently, in your own time, the prayer of stillness calls the body back. Just take time. Be the stillness, welcoming the body back into alignment. Breath, maybe it's a little bit heightened, the breathing, let it be as full as it needs to be. Deep, long, smooth breaths, the weight of the arms and the shoulders, pelvis, legs. Feel where your clothes touch the skin of the body. Let that be very alive. Texture, is it wool? Is it silk? Is it cotton? Is it synthetic? Is it warm? Is it cool? Feel the temperature on the skin, front of the body, back of the body, sides of the body. Very sensual and tactile, the edges of the body. For no reason. And now feel the edges of the body where you've come alive. Feel how porous. If you were to draw a contour, you would want pastels, fuzzy, fuzzy, porous. Let your body be fuzzy, porous, alive. Even under your feet. If it feels hard, that's just a projection of the mind. Make sure you surrender the weight through the feet. You're resting on something alive, not hard. Yes. I'll do one more thing standing up. Bring your forearms up. Just your forearms. Your arms are alongside your body, your upper arms. Your knees a bit bent, and then just let your elbows push your shoulders up towards your ears. Push, push, push your arm, your shoulders are moving up. Weightless shoulders moving up. They're being pushed by the elbows, but then the elbows are being pushed by some angels. And then slowly, slowly let your elbows pull the shoulders down smooth. Down, down, down. Liquid shoulders. And then dropping your arms back down. Yes, now tilt your chin towards your torso. And now very slowly begin to roll the body. Starting with the head down towards the floor, you can bend your knees as much as you want. Go very slowly. Your arms are hanging. Your breath is free. You're pouring your torso down, down, down. You might want to pause halfway down and just circle your fingertips in the air, lubricating your shoulders, and then you continue down, down. Down. might want to rest your torso on your thighs. Your knees are completely bent now. Not completely, but generously bent. Let your head go if you can. Long inhale, long exhale. Ha. Yes, and now there's a big beach ball under your torso and it's being inflated magically and slowly, slowly. It's inflating, and as it inflates, the torso is uncurling, uncurling. Don't do it, let it happen. It's the beach ball. Effortlessly, the spine uncurling, and it's the head that is the last to be placed on top of the spine. And the arms are floating up. They're falling up towards the ceiling, long, weightless arms. Don't think. Don't remember what age you are or what condition your body is in. Just let the body move. Fingertips pushing the ceiling, shoulders empty, palms facing each other. Long inhale. Long exhale. Yes, and then let the arms rain back down. Don't do it. Let them sort of liquefy slowly. Liquid arms mixing with the space all around them. And then making our way back down to sitting position. Take your time. Eyes are closed. Find the alignment. So I shouldn't say find the alignment because that triggers a doing, but it's more like let the alignment find itself. And for some of us, it might not look aligned if we were to look at the body. But it's just, I don't know, a listening for what feels correct. Listening to your eyeballs, how would they like to be, feel? Might they like to sink back into the eye cavities? Might your ears like to relax? Might your jaw like to relax? Your teeth? Your nostrils? Might your hearing like to relax? No grasping or reaching for the sound of Ellen's voice. Just letting the sound of Ellen's voice resonate in openness. Feel your ears, the ear canals widening, relaxing, becoming more tactile. More receptive. And might your sense of smell like to relax? No grasping or reaching or averting, just smelling effortlessly. No preference. Very alive. Our senses, we dull them, of course, we know that. So a very beautiful yoga exercise to do when you feel like it out there, outside the shrine, to feel these senses very relaxed, to become very alive to a smell or a sound or a taste or a visual perception. But without grasping. Letting it be experienced in openness. Feel your mouth, your sense of taste. Tasting the taste of your own mouth. Completely undefended. Alive. And of course, sometimes, you know, like little babies, and you feed them something for the first time and they have a total startle response. So, of course, there are sounds and tastes and smells that are a bit startling or even not so nice. And then the body does what it does. But it's good to practice undefended sensing. And especially right now. It's like we're giving our sense, our perceptual, our eyes, or we're giving, I'm losing my words, our perceptual apparatus a bath of openness. And now just be with the breath. Feel the breath is also allowed to be undefended. Meaning there's no need to pull the breath in or to push the breath out. Breath is given. The in-breath is given like a gift. And the out breath is.
Hello.
Ooh, what was that? That startled me. Somebody's got their mic on.
Yes, I'm fine.
That's Greg. Oh, that was perfect, actually. I'm going to finish our meditation, but that was. So I had a startle response, but I think that's a good sign because it means that I was undefended. What do you think? And did you have a startle response? We can talk about it later. So, the breath, the ripple of what just happened. And the borderlessness, friendliness in which it all unfolds. Let's have a break. Let's take a 5-minute break and come back for a little conversation. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back. So I think maybe for our two newcomers, just there's no prescription for this part. If you have a question or you want to share something, you're very, very free, especially today. It's a small group. I mean, it's always quite small. I think, don't know why I keep saying it's a small group. I think it's because it used to be bigger, and I think I'm feeling like, where's everybody gone? But I'm going to be dealing with that. That's my feeling. I'm like, I liked it when it was a bit bigger. So tell everybody who used to come. Anyway, this is typical Ellen behavior, very unteacherly. Okay, so now if you have a question and want to share something or whatever, please be free to. Not that I've completely sabotaged myself, but oh. Nice to see you, Len, by the way. Hilka, were you going to say something? Yes.
Yes. Nice to see Lynn too. And you. I just want to thank, I just love this so much, and I wonder also why people won't come. Just maybe they just don't know how precious this is
No,
and
but I think it's
having
because
friends.
when I started doing them every other week, I think the momentum dropped a bit, and I'm sure it will pick up again. And it's actually I like the small groups, but it's just that I love these meetings so much. I'm thinking, well, if it dwindles away, and then what will happen? Anyway, Helka, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
And also, okay, one more thing. Don't feel you have to come. This is completely my stuff that I'm just projecting. So just forget it.
Yeah, I love to come for sure.
All right. Thank you, Hilka. Len's going to say something embarrassing.
Not at all. Not at all. Although I do wonder about, I think I mentioned in response to something about, for me, when it was every week, it did have more of a rhythm to it,
Yeah.
and so that's something that I've been feeling. And lately, I was at a retreat, and then also I completely got the date wrong. But
Well, the time, I think, because of the time change, yeah.
yeah. So yeah, I really love this. You said something about let the space move you, and flipping that, the body moving in space versus the space shaping the movement of the body. And that was really just so alive and so really feeling. Not that there were like currents of air, no, nothing like that. But just as if, this invisible space was shaping how the body wanted to move. So I found myself in movements I've never done before. And that was really, it was just alive and beautiful. So thank
Oh,
you for.
that's wonderful to hear. Yeah, because there's parts where it's not really a spiritual, it's just delighting in a body that's a little bit freer and a little bit more connected to the space and the earth and and it's real. I mean, because those things can sound so conceptual, and we know that, but then you can have a little moment of what, like you said.
And it isn't, and also, I mean, this wasn't what happened the entire time of that, but there were times when I really could sense this following what wanted to happen, as opposed to generating what wanted to happen in movement.
Exactly. Yeah.
So thank
That's
you.
That's nicely said. Thank you, Len.
Thanks.
Well, I'm thinking of it. I'm actually going to be away. I'm coming to California, so I'll be in touch then. But therefore, there is no meeting for 2 weeks. And Kyra was asking me earlier if there would be a meeting while I was away, and so there will be on the 9th. So in 2 weeks there'll be a meeting. I think that's right. Let me just check. Yes. At the same time, but except I'll be in. Maybe I'll come do it at your place, Len. Just kidding. Would you want to say something, Kyra? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about something that I felt during this session that I felt during kind of other meetings at the shrine. And I always like enjoy it so much. I'm tempted to hold on to it and not let it kind of go when it kind of dissolves. But you had said something about like, feel the body as a cloud of sensation. And then you said, but then feel like the space around you is vibrating. Or you said, feel the body as vibration, and then a cloud of vibration. And then you said, feel like the space around you is vibrating too. And you've said things like that in the past. And it's always amazing to me how like my body starts to feel like, I can't tell what the space, if it's the space or my body or which is which. And, I have such a hard time, like, I always try to hold on to that because I'll just taste it and then like, it'll fly away like a bird or something. And I felt it today. And then it was just like, I wanted to hold on to it so bad. Like as the meeting continued, it was almost like I was distracted trying to.
I know the feeling. And of course, as you the whole trying to hold it is creating a dense body again.
Yeah, that's what happened. I stopped listening a little bit. I stopped listening and I started getting upset that I had only got a little taste of it. Like I couldn't hold it.
Yeah. Well, that's a very beautiful discovery that, yeah, you definitely, the you that would like to keep it is, and the you that would like to hold it is, that you is worth investigating, you know, that you, and which is what you were doing, because you can tell us about it and laugh about it. So you had a sort of, you had, you know, you were really able to see that contraction, that grasping. But it is painful. It is a painful fact that we are not always, it seems that it's when we come to gatherings like this and we really sort of evoke the body's true, it's with words such as the ones that I use that sometimes really work.
Yeah, work.
It seems that there's some, it, you know, it, we do have to sort of remember, the body has to remember its true essence. And it's so delightful when suddenly suddenly. So, yeah. But I think the more we come and do and practice the yoga when we feel invited, not as a practice, the more it stays and lingers, and the easier it becomes to evoke it. And also we find out, each one of us, what helps. You know, each one, we have our little, the words that help or the situation that helps. And of course, situations that help often include, you know, like safety and love, friendliness, all those spaciousness, but listening, you know, relaxing everything. Relaxing, not relaxing everything, that's not right, but relaxing the listening, because not a focused listening, all of that, but also catching that doer, grasper. I want to keep it. Where did it go?
I think I finally came back at when we were like standing. I think I remember you saying, okay, why don't we all stand up? And I think that's whenever I was like, I rejoined the group instead of being like off angry.
Yeah. And you know what? That is the yoga, you know, that is the yoga. We mustn't think the yoga is only the moments that are aligned and da, 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 da. No, actually that's almost, like you could say, more of the yoga, because there you're really discovering a lot about what constitutes the belief in separation and the, you know, and it's not to get rid of it or to demonize it. It's so very natural, we all have it, but it's just to become acquainted with it and to have the opportunity then to become even more acquainted with it, and to discover that, oh, it's just a bunch of thoughts and a bunch of habits, and some of them are really not useful in this situation. Sometimes you need to think and to tense yourself up a bit, but anyway, all of that. Thank you, Kyra.
I just, one more thing. I just don't, like, I remember this happened a couple of meetings, like maybe last summer. And I remember after, I was just like, the next couple meetings I came, I was like, oh, I hope I get that feeling again. Or, oh, I hope I touch that again. I'm nervous. I don't want that to happen again, where I'm hungry for, like, I'm coming in with a hope that that'll happen again, like a goal or something.
So what if you come back with a goal? Or it doesn't matter. You get to see that too. Because if you think, oh, I hope I won't come in with a hope. Then it's like, I hope I won't hope that I come in with a hope. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, like, for most probably, you know, I don't know. I think we're all riddled with hopes that things are going to be better and more and all this. So it's just a matter of, first of all, it's fine to hope. Why not? But also to see that that's also a way of defending ourselves from what is, or a way of, and then to have a look, and always with kindness. Or whenever possible with kindness, I should say. But it's also very okay to look, you know, like, oh, it's the yoga. And sometimes in the yoga, oh, I have such a lovely tactile taste of my true nature. Oh, so because why else are you coming? You know what I mean? Like, we're coming because it feels, not always. I think these yogas can be very challenging, but sometimes it's because we get to share and partake and feel. So, you know, why would you come to the shrine if you were not going to maybe feel something that is essentially so good, because it's what you are. So.
Yeah.
So it's all of that.
Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome, Carol.
Okay, it's me again.
Hi again.
But what you said about the visual field, I have been trying to have that yoga, and because some traumas what we have, like the eyes, the starting reflex has been from the visual field, and now when kind of it becomes like a feeling and softening, like the gaze, then it feels like there is no objectivity, and then it's like the body relaxes and it becomes like an interconnected substance that the body doesn't feel separate entity. So it has helped a lot in my case.
Yeah.
Who has had that shortly?
Yeah. I think that's very helpful to hear, Kyra, not Kyra, Hilka. They're similar, Kyra and Hilka.
But thanks for reminding of those, like
yes,
the senses.
Mm.
And what you even, what we were exploring, the smelling, and it really felt like.
And we only did a bit, but I like what you say, that it intertwines with all the other senses in the body. Just you could just use one, and it will talk to all the other senses and have deep repercussions in the body.
Yeah,
especially
really,
maybe
like
the visual
nervous system.
Yeah, the visual system is so connected to thinking, obviously it has even more than the other senses, perhaps a habit with the visual sense of discriminating and da da da. And you know, if it's associated with trauma, then
yeah, the thinking is, that's true, but it's related.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, maybe we end here. Thanks all for coming. Feel free to unmute if you want to say bye and hi. Bye, Zuzu. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Ellen.
Do you know when you're coming to California?
I'm coming this weekend. I'll email you then, and maybe, because it would be lovely to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever.
Thank you for welcoming me so nicely.
You're very welcome, Kate, right?
Catherine.
Nice to have you with us. Yeah.
Good to meet you all. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care, everyone. See you maybe in a couple weeks. And scratch what I did when I did that thing about the... Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Eugene.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much, Ellen.
You're very welcome.
Wonderful
Bye.
To be here.
Bye. Bye-bye.